Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Three of our show, and joining us on the microphone right now is John Stadmiller. And John, take it away. John, are you there? I guess we don't have John yet.
No, I'm...
Oh, there you are. I'm
running around taking and changing hats, Michael.
I know the feeling. I've got like four computer screens and a lot of way too many buttons and switches here in this room.
Well, hopefully things will go easier in the future for you. Time will dilate and slow down, and we can live life at full measure.
Anyway, tell us all what's going on with our little fundraising drive for Republic Broadcasting.
Well, I have some good news here. I just had Julie here do the totals here, and we're at, out of the $25,000, we're looking to have pledged in-house by the end of the month. We're at $13,112.
And that's wonderful.
And the breakdown, and it's pretty even across the board. We were doing the pledge for the 1,000 silver rounds. Some people are doing it by credit card or PayPal. As of, $2,125 by mail. They've sent silver, and one gentleman sent in a couple of ounces of gold. And I really do appreciate that. That was $48.50. Credit cards, $21.95, and PayPal, $39.42. So we're about a little better than halfway to our goal, and we still have about a week left on this pledge drive. So, folks, if you have not donated yet, we're gonna be bringing you some bombastic programming. I just got off the horn with Richie Mack, and Richard Mack has committed to come on to the network. We've been talking to Larry Pratt and GOA people. They're coming on as well. We're going to build a strong Second Amendment and a strong constitutional Sheriff's Association and members that's tied to Oath Keepers. So we're going to be building something that people can come to and join, be a part of, help spread the word. It's high time. I wish this was going on 10 years ago. But it's happening now, better late than never. So we need folks out there that feel that we are indispensable in what we are doing and helping to educate people, reacquaint them with our form of government, not the world's greatest democracy, Michael. It is a republic, a limited, constitutionally limited republic based on common law, not this witchery and witchcraft that we've seen being passed as laws, rules, regulations, and God, I just lose my breath trying to chase it and keep up with it.
Well, there's no question that we have long ago, very slowly, so we weren't noticing, we've lost our constitutionally limited republic. We are definitely in a stage of absolute fascist economic dictatorship, and it does seem to be heading to a point of crash. And our task right now, of course, is for we, the American people, to be fully prepared to know exactly what kind of a new government we want so that we don't have some carpetbagger coming on in and saying, I got a brand new government for you. Just sign your name right here on the dotted line, and they'll just start the same scams all over again.
Well,
and getting back to the issue of the financial support and why it's so necessary, nobody involved with RBN is getting rich. There are far easier ways to make more money than what we're doing here. But we're committed to this very important task. The money is needed to grow the audience, to get into more on-air affiliates, and to replace equipment, which you know the quality of gear that is sold to the prosumer level. It does not last. It's constantly wearing out and breaking down and has to be replaced. Planned obsolescence. We got to take a break for commercials. John, I presume you'll be with us when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
I wouldn't miss it, Michael. Thank you very much.
Excellent. All right, we'll be right back after these few commercials.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, The duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking with John Stadmiller about the current fundraising program here at Republic Broadcasting. And this is really very important, especially right now, because right now the money junkies are spending literally billions of dollars through the corporate media and online propagandists trying to sell you a new world war. So it's going to come down to this question of how much are you willing to spend to try and stop one? We understand our society is corrupted by big money influence. The lust for those pieces of paper with ink on them seems to have superseded all other considerations in our society. It's destroying what's best about our human nature. And we understand that the only way to get this big money corruption out of our society is for the little money to all stand up and unite in the cause of restoration of the republic. And it's not going to take a lot from each one of you. If everybody listening to this broadcast sent in just $5, the amazing amount of ability and capability it would bring to Republic Broadcasting to get the message out would be hard to predict just how influential that would be. John?
Well, and, you know, Michael, I've just been amazed and impressed by the listeners that we have out there. We have professionals. We've got doctors. We've got lawyers. We've got police officers. We've got blue-collar workers. We've got the candle makers and the bakers out there. Everybody, this programming appeals to such a broad section of society, and I just wanted to take a couple of minutes here just to give you an idea I got some letters recently and some nice donations. These were both donations, I believe, for $300 a piece. The one says, please find and close my check for $300 as a contribution to your fine patriotic programming on Republic Broadcasting. Your programs are constantly on in my home, and my wife and my son are ardent listeners as I am. Back about 5 years ago, you enlightened me and made me realize that my life had been one big lie up to that point. Why? Because I was educated in government public schools and thereafter indoctrinated by the mainstream media. Please send me 100 business cards. We're going to send you more than that, Bruce. And some bumper stickers. He says the one I have on my car is so weather-beaten and faded it's hardly legible. Ditto for the one on my pickup truck. And he says, also, I've been paying for the archives for several years and will continue to access them, so please stay on the air. I'll continue to support you through periodic contributions. And on the note that you made about the donation, folks, you can sign up for our archives for $5.99 a month. That'll give you complete and total access at your listening leisure, total recall at your given choice, any program you want to listen to at any given time. That's a way that you can support if you only have a few bucks. But if you've got a little bit more than that, we need it right now. Jimmy sends me this, and I thank you for this. He said, dear John, please find enclosed a contribution to RBN. I really love RBN and want the network to continue to operate for freedom and liberty, loving Americans like myself. He says, you're my favorite of all program hosts. You're very wise and level-headed. I also like listening to many out of your other hosts. And that's the point. We have variety. We have people like you, Michael, that... I still to this day, I find it fascinating the amount of time that you put in prep for your program. And you do 3 hours nonstop. And I've never heard you stumble. I don't think I've ever even heard you stutter. And
well, you're not listening too closely then because I've done both.
Well, not on a consistent basis, that's for sure. But a lot of people out there love your show. A lot of people love my show. And there are many shows with different angles, and we're constantly improving the network. We're adding more radio stations. We are in the middle of a damn depression, and I don't have to report that to people. They're fully aware of that. But it's times like these that we need programming such as this. We cannot leave this go. Many of the other alternative networks are either gone or in serious trouble, and we don't plan to do that. Our 9th anniversary is coming up June 4th of next month. We will be on air for 9 years, and we want to be around for a lot longer than that, building what we need to build, Michael, and that is simply this, is a venue for people that can come and listen and learn and, more importantly, participate. So this is a labor of love from my aspect. It is a necessity. It's more than that. It's an absolute. So we're going to ask people again to consider donating generously. We're over a little halfway past our mark here. As I said, we've got commitments of $13,112.06. I don't know how the 6 cents came in, but we're over halfway there. We need to reach 25 grand by the end of the month, and that gives us roughly 10 days. So this is what I need you to do, folks. You can call in to the network, make your pledge at 800-724-2719. There's folks to answer the phones right now. The staff will be here for a little while longer. Or just send us a check or a money order or FRNs wrapped in foil. We don't care to keep the prying eyes of the postal employees out of your business and ours. And here's our address. Simply put, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. Round Rock, two words, and there really is a Round Rock here in Texas, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or go to the PayPal, republicbroadcasting.org. Right at the top it says donate. Hit that button, it'll take you to PayPal. Or we'll take credit cards. We're on a pledge for silver. Did you buy silver at $5-$10 a round? We'll take silver rounds right now. So any way that you want to do this, call the network, mail it in, donate by PayPal, however you can do it. We're a little way past half of our goal, and I thank so many of you. I'm kind of hesitant of naming names and dollar amounts because a lot of the people want to remain anonymous. They're a part of this, but they want to be the silent partner and the supporter and the spreader of the word of Republic. And we so gratefully acknowledge you. Without you, a lot of this wouldn't be possible. This is for everybody. This is your station. This is like family.
There is one more reason why now is the time that you might want to consider maybe buying one less six-pack of beer for the upcoming holiday weekend and sending the money into Republic Broadcasting. Right now, because of Triplegate, the credibility of the federal government is perhaps at its weakest that it has been in a long time. And a lot of Americans, judging by the poll numbers that we're seeing, a lot of Americans are starting to turn away from the orthodox revealed dogma. They're starting to ask the important big questions. And so now's the time for all of us to go out and find those Americans starting to ask questions and guide them here to Republic Broadcasting where they can get the answers they need to have to make good decisions. Remember, Thomas Jefferson said it's the highest duty of every American citizen to keep themselves fully informed so they can make good choices. And right now, a lot of Americans who up until now have just sort of gone along with whatever the corporate media and the government were telling them are realizing the scale at which they have been lied to. And they're looking around. Where are they going to go to find out the answers to these questions? And we need to be able to just have this outreach, both financially and just by your volunteer effort of going into your workplace and your social groups and saying, you need to go over and listen to what these people are saying. And so that's why it's doubly important that right now we get as much of your support as we can, because now is the time to push. Think of us as the invading hordes laying siege to the castle of Washington, D.C., and there are already these huge breaches in the wall, and we've got these trebuchets all set up, ready to fling the truth into Washington, D.C. We need your help to get more of those big round rocks that we put in the sling to fling in there to get our message across.
Well, and just as an example, today on today's program, coming up right after yours, Michael, at 4 o'clock Central Time, we're going to have Sheriff Richard Mack on. He has been doing an excellent job for all of these years, and they're now starting to get on a roll, and I'm talking a big roll, with bringing county sheriffs and educating them, reacquainting them with their oath of office in the Constitution to be in support of the people rather than in law enforcement against them. These are the people that have been doing this for a number of years. Richard Mack has committed to come on to the network and do a program as well. So we're building here, folks. We are building a nexus of concerned activist people that understand and know and love what their country is supposed to be, and they're all part of this restoration project. You be a part of it too. We want to be there. We want to be the center of activity and start to bring this together to give it full force to reclaim this great country. They've got us beaten and battered and kind of bent over backwards, but we will and can rebuild, and we can get rid of these ne'er-do-wells. The beautiful thing about this, Michael, is the Constitution declares that we, the people, we are the government. I don't know where these people come from, what planet or what school of Marxist education they come from, but what I'm looking at in offices, both in federal and state, these people need to go. When the people are educated, they understand the basis of what the law and what the country is about. We can start to demand and force these ne'er-do-wells out, and we can get this country back. It belongs to us. We want it back.
We need to basically remind them that they're supposed to be civil servants, not civil masters. We have a call on the line to talk about donations. Mark in Florida, going to have to be really quick. We're going to have to take you through the commercial break, but you can start right now.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I listened to your show yesterday, and at the end of the show, I went and looked at my PayPal account, and I had all of $6.30 in there. And so I promptly went over and I donated $5. Now, the reason that's significant to me, and I'm not making this up, I'm living on about $300 a month. I know people that spend more than that on groceries. If I can do that, and what you said is brilliant, you know, if everybody listening to this show can go to the site and donate five stinking dollars, John's problems are solved before the end of the hour.
All right, simple, folks. All right, Mark, thank you very much. We got a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Her fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And basically what we're asking for is, as we go into this holiday weekend and we think about America and what it is, maybe have one less six-pack of beer, maybe one less pizza. It's actually going to be healthier for you anyway. And just send that money. There's no such thing as a minimum contribution to Republic Broadcasting. John, you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, and thank you, Mark. I mean, this is a sacrifice on this man's part. You heard him say it at $6 and something in his PayPal, and he sent us $5. Well, and, you know, years ago we figured, you know, if everybody that listened to the network just sent in $5 a month, hey, we would be just fine. But for some reason, people didn't want to do that. They didn't want to be bothered with it, or they forgot to do it. But if you listen to people like Mark, he is dedicated. He's committed to this network and its continuation. There are people out there that are a little bit more well healed, and in relationship to what you're worth or your income, what are we worth to you? So generously donate to the network. We don't like doing these pledge drives, and I think I've done 4 of them in the last 3 years. And there will come a day that we will have enough radio stations, I talked to you, Mike Rivero, about this. We got a station out in L.A. We just have to have the XDS hooked up to the network so they can pick you up. But that's one of the largest markets in the country. We will continue to grow and put on radio stations with fine hosts like yourself. But we, from time to time, we need donations. Well, as I said, we're in the middle of this depression, and it's not easy for anybody. We have fixed costs per month. We don't have people that make us deals. You've got to pay to play, and if you don't pay, you don't get to play on the air. So it's as simple as that. This is part of the reason that we are all here, folks, because we are committed. We love this country. We hate the evil that's all around us equally, that's for sure. And I am of the opinion, Mike, that we can defeat this, we can restore the republic, and we can get on with the most important, the gift of living life, because we only have one go-around with this deal.
That's absolutely true. And again, to just sort of sum up and wrap up this whole thing, right now, all the money junkies, the big money players, are spending millions and billions of dollars to sell this nation a new war, potentially a nuclear war. And the time has come to ask yourself, what are you willing to spend to stop them? And there's only a few of those money junkies. And if we have 300 million Americans all stand up and contribute to shout them down, we can stop this war dead in its tracks.
Absolutely.
Right now's the opportunity. With all these scandals hitting Washington, D.C., and all the lies coming out about the wars, the American people are starting to listen to the independent media. We actually have a larger audience than the corporate media. We don't have the corporate media's money, because the money is still going into the corporate media to sell you what the corporations want you to think and what the government wants you to think. And we're out here to tell you what you need to know.
We are growing, and they are shrinking. More and more people are walking away from mainstream media. People are even figuring out that Fox, supposedly the conservative network, are nothing but a bunch of neocons in perpetuity of war. We don't need any more idiocy. We need peace. We need security. We need real money. We need real jobs. And we need a real chance to live our lives in our measure, not running and hiding from them. Enough of this stuff. Folks, let me one more time give you the different ways that you can donate to the network. The quickest is to pick up the phone and dial 800-724-2719. Make that call right now. Or you can go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Many of you are listening to the network right now. Go to the homepage, click on that donate button. There's a PayPal. You can send us a check or money order, excuse me, in the mail. Our address is just simply right, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, or just put number 302 on it, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can do it that way as well. If you've got some silver rounds in a drawer that you bought at $4.50 or $7.50 a piece, we can use those. We can cash them in right away and pay some bills. And again, folks, we are a little past halfway point with our pledge drive. We are only asking the minimum from you folks out there to pay the bills necessary to keep implementing and plugging stuff into the network for greater growth and greater awareness out there of our fellow Americans. We're about $13,000 and some change. We need 25 by the end of the month. So vote your conscience. Vote with some contributions to the network. We need you. We're family, and we will prevail in this if we all stick together. Thank you, Michael Rivero.
You're welcome there, and I agree. We are winning the war for the minds of America, which is why we can't stop now. We can't slow down. Now's the time to really, really push to get on out there. This is the people's radio network. We're serving the people. We don't have huge corporate sponsors. We don't get checks from shadowy non-governmental organizations. We're supported by the public. We are operating truly in the public's interest, even more so than many media outlets that claim to be public radio and public TV. All right, we're coming up on another commercial break here. We'll be back here with more news and more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And isn't it kind of interesting that Lois Lerner is out there before the Congress invoking the Fifth Amendment when the IRS was targeting organizations that support the Bill of Rights? Kind of a little historical irony we ought to keep in mind that's going on. Now, over in Great Britain, another gentleman, Anjan Choudhury, described as a hate preacher. He's a Muslim. He's evil. Described as the hate preacher by the Daily Mail, is calling the alleged Woolrich killer a man of impeccable character and is warning there will be more lone wolf attacks by Muslims as long as British troops remain in Afghanistan. There's only one slight problem with this piece of propaganda. It's already known that this Anjan Choudhury is connected to British intelligence. So this is an attempt to fan up anti-Muslim sentiment in Great Britain, the same way that Nazi Germany was fanning up anti-Jewish sentiment. Same stunt. They might even try the same thing here in the United States of America, spectacular beheading by an evil Muslim, and try and get riots going that way. Especially as more and more people stand up and say they don't support Adam Kokesh's armed march into Washington, D.C. These guys aren't going to quit. They're going to be looking for something else. All right, the armed march thing isn't going to work. We've got to do something else. I guarantee you, right now, the United States government wants a violent uprising in the United States of America that they can mercilessly, brutally crush as an example to everybody. That's what they know how to deal with. They've been buying up hollow point bullets and armored cars and all the rest of that. What the federal government cannot deal with, what they are unprepared to deal with, is an educated and aware American people standing up as one nation, one people, saying we will not be the wallets of last resort for Wall Street's crimes and corruptions any longer, and shout that message to the world. That's what the Occupy movement was doing, saying we're not going to pay, we're not responsible for these Wall Street bozos and their mortgage-backed security fraud. And we're not going to pay it any longer. And the rest of the world is listening. Foreign investment in the United States is off by like something like one-third. Treasury bonds, nobody's buying those any longer. When there's a treasury bond bubble and the Federal Reserve is buying most of them. It's sort of this incestuous back and forth of worthless paper, trying to create the illusion that this system is still working. And the government understands they can't keep it up forever. It's all going to come crashing down. We're seeing the red warning signs just in the collapse of the Japanese bond market. The treasury bonds will be next. Stock market is stuttering despite $80 billion of liquidity poured in every month by the Federal Reserve. And if it all comes crashing down, the U.S. government, they're looking for somebody to blame or something to distract from it. Because that's what happened the last two times. Crash of 1907, get out of it with World War I. Crash of 1929, get out of it with World War II. Crash of 2008, and they're pushing as hard as they can to get these wars going. If they can't get the war, they want somebody to blame. Oh, it's the Iranian, Chinese, Korean, Al-Qaeda hackers that crashed the American banking system. These people in Washington, D.C. are not responsible human beings. They are not going to stand up and say, yeah, we messed this up really, really badly, and I resign. They take credit for anything good that comes along, whether they had anything to do with it or not. And anything bad happens, they blame somebody else. The imaginary playmate in the sky, his will, or somebody else's fault. They're looking for somebody to blame for their own failings. They're trying as hard as they can to get this stuff going. And we're seeing the same thing over there in Great Britain with this obvious hoax killing. And now these masked nationalists starting riots, and the riot police are in the streets. And now we've got this known British intelligence asset out there screaming, there are going to be more of these killings. They want riots so they can declare a national emergency and martial law. House of Lords is already out there saying, well, this justifies having total surveillance on everything that's in Britain, email or phone or anything like that. They're pushing as hard as they can to lock the gate on you. And now is the time for you to push back. Are you going to be human beings or are you going to be sheep? Time to decide. We've been talking before about all of these individuals within the military who are in positions of dealing with issues of sexual harassment, who themselves are being arrested for sexual harassment. And now it's reached a new peak because Tuesday, Brigadier General Brian Roberts, 29-year Army veteran, was suspended from his post at Fort Jackson Army Base in South Carolina over allegations of adultery and a physical altercation. Now, if you were going to start firing people in the government over adultery, half the government would be gone overnight. And I know there's a huge problem with sexual assault in the military. Probably it's linked in with all these people on SSRIs just going on impulse and not thinking about whether it's right or wrong. But this guy, this is the commander of this training camp. And I'm wondering if, like Petraeus, he's being gotten rid of for reasons other than his private life. So we want to keep an eye on that one. We're talking about our school system and how it just seems dead set on indoctrinating our children to just stay where they are, not do anything, not think, just canto and respondu, accept what you're told, repeat it back, indoctrination here. And apparently there is another scandal over here in North Carolina where seven teenage high school students were arrested for throwing water balloons. Now, I understand water balloons are not a lot of fun for the people being hit by them, but it's a water balloon. And they arrested the kids. Must be wonderful to live in South Carolina where the police don't have anything else to do but come in and arrest high schoolers, you know, a week from summer vacation. Yeah, they're going to be high-spirited and there's going to be hijinks. I saw that when I was a school kid. We played pranks, harmless pranks. Nobody came in and arrested us. By the way, there's a video on the website. The headline is, I care more about the people my students become. And it's a video made by this teacher who is resigning from the school over how she sees the school administration managing education. And a lot of what she says very much was my experience when I briefly taught high school remedial math many, many, many years ago. Wasn't my experience at the University of Hawaii when I was teaching visual effects and animation. That was a very good, positive experience. And the only reason I quit that is I was working on Lost at the time, and there wasn't enough Michael to go around, and I had to let it go. But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the kids. I enjoyed the other teachers, and that was a good time. But when I was teaching at the high school level, what I experienced from the administration is very much like this teacher. Now, there is a positive end to this story about this 16-year-old honor student. Remember, she was conducting a demonstration for her fellow students involving a bottle. It was probably carbon dioxide and water, and there was a boom, and she was expelled from her school, and they arrested her and charged her. Nobody was harmed. It was a demonstration. It was a science demonstration. Now, the charges have been dropped, okay, but the school says we will not have her back. And as of today, it doesn't matter. Because this 16-year-old honor student who did this experiment now has a full scholarship to the U.S. Space Academy. So she's going up to the top levels of technical education in our society. And this all came about because of this NASA veteran who himself, as a teen, was accused of starting a forest fire during a science experiment. It was a false accusation. And they actually made a movie about this story. It's called Red October. And it's about this kid who just was living in coal mining country where everybody says, you know, this is your life. You will be a coal miner. Your father's a coal miner. Your grandfather's a coal miner. That's all you've got to look forward to. And this kid took it upon himself. And this is in the days before Estes model rocketry, where you could just go buy a model rocket and fire it off. If you were going to fly rockets, you built them all yourself from scratch. And this kid built rockets and was setting them off and went through this horrible thing where there was a forest fire that was blamed on him. And it ultimately came out that somebody with a marker flare had started the fire. And he was exonerated and he went on to win a science fair with his rockets and wound up working for NASA designing the solid boosters that flew the shuttle into space. So the movie is called Red October. That guy is the one who got this 16-year-old honor student a full scholarship to the U.S. Space Academy. So now this girl can go back to the school that just kicked her out and said, fine, you kicked me out. I'm going to be a space scientist, and you're all still teachers. And good for her. Absolutely. And the message there is that if you are a student and you're going to accomplish anything in this world, you're going to have to break outside the box that the school builds around you. And I know I went through this myself. When I went to Cal State Fullerton, and I was in a graduate level course on theater history, and I did this term paper that was about theater tech before American influence. Second section was American contributions to theater tech. And the third section was where we are going from here. And I talked about how microcomputers were coming along and there were going to be computer-controlled stage lighting and computer-controlled flying systems. And one day computers would put pictures right on motion picture film. This was back in the 1970s. My professor called it a load of nonsense and gave my term paper an F because the third section wasn't footnoted. And I said, it can't be footnoted. This is where I think we're going. And the teacher said, oh, no, you can't be thinking on your own. We're here to create more teachers. You will footnote and research. You will recapitulate what has already gone on before. Don't you dare think originally. And I walked out of Cal State Fullerton at that point. And I took that term paper over to CBS Television City. And on the basis of that term paper, I got hired to design some of the first generation computer controlled scoreboards for game shows. I worked for Mark Goodson and Bill Todman. And eventually I wound up going to work for Robert Abel and Associates and for Apogee. And the first time I got nominated for an Academy Award for Visual Effects, I took that letter right back down to Cal State Fullerton and I waved that at the department chairman. And I said, to that professor who'd flunked me, and I said, if you'd flunked me, I'd be a teacher today. And here I am now, an Academy Award nominee. Didn't win, still have that large empty space on my mantelpiece. But that's the point of this story that we're seeing. Our schools are not preparing children to excel in the future. They are holding them back in the quest for political correctness and conformity. And they're trying very hard to send the message, don't do anything, don't think. And that's not how you prepare children to be world leaders or national leaders. That's how you prepare them to be sheep. That's how you prepare them to be obedient soldiers, obedient consumers, obedient debt slaves. And if you're a kid in school right now and you want to break out and make something of your life, the first thing you got to realize is that box that's built around you by that education system is your worst enemy. Anyway. Up in Pennsylvania, Judge Mark Ciavarelli Jr. has been sentenced to 28 years in prison for literally selling juvenile offenders into the privately owned corporate prison system. Because the more people are sent to jail, the more those corporate prisons make from the government. And they were kicking back some to the judge. And he was sending kids to prison for trivial offenses because he was making money off of it. And I'm glad they caught him, and I'm glad they've thrown him in prison for 28 years. But for every one they've caught, how many are continuing? Undetected. Now, I want to talk about Pope Francis. As you're probably aware, I gave him a gold star, I think it was last week, when he came out basically saying that the entire premise of the financial system of the world is wrong. And he came out and he basically said something that I've been saying when I talk about the public currency as a public utility. And he came out and he said, money needs to be the servant of the people, not its masters. I'm really starting to like this guy. And his points went up even further today when he came out and he said, Christians should accept the good works atheists perform, and even atheists are redeemed by their actions, even if they don't have any faith. And he's trying to basically pull Christianity back from this adversarial attitude of you believe as I believe, or I will come and whack you about the head and shoulders with a large rounded stick. And so I'm really liking this guy. I don't know what he's going to do about the molestation problem. I'm a little alarmed that Pope Benny has moved back into the Vatican to whisper in his ear, but I'm really starting to like this guy. Okay, apparently I said Hunt for Red October on the air, and that's not it. The movie is October Sky about the scientist, and I had it in my notes here, and I don't know why I transmogrified it. But yeah, the movie is October Sky about this kid who just taught himself rocketry, and was falsely accused of setting a forest fire and became a NASA engineer. And now this guy, and I don't have his name in front of me, I really should, but he is responsible for getting this 16-year-old honor student in Florida a full scholarship to the U.S. Space Academy. So it's a victory for incentive and imagination and initiative in our children. And we've got to reward that, we've got to applaud it. Because that school system, your taxes very thinly are paying for. It's not about education. It's about indoctrination. It's about enforcing the slavery to the system. And if you're going to accomplish anything meaningful in life, you got to break away from that. You have to break away from those who control you and say, you can't go there and you can't do this and you can't think that. All right, going to go back to the phones here real quick. Casey in Florida. Aloha, Casey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good thoughts, Michael. Like, you know, we got to break the matrix there.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, your board op beat me to it. It was October Sky. Excellent movie. And while I was on hold, I've added it to back into my queue on Netflix. I'm going to watch it again. Excellent
yes.
movie.
It is.
Really good. Listen, I've talked a couple times. I've got a new thought or two on the march, the armed march. You know, on your Facebook, there was a gentleman that added this link to a YouTube deal with Kokesh, and I've not been familiar with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And until this last thing, and you brought this to the forefront, and then I've seen him on another network, which they seem to be promoting the thing, and I think that's ill-advised. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But, gosh, you know, I watched that YouTube video, and it just evokes a lot of thoughts with me, and I really don't want to go ad hominem.
My advice is not to. We're at a commercial break. This is a setup. I recognize it. We've seen it before. It's a setup. And that's all I can say about it. A lot of harassing on Facebook. I mean, it's sort of expected. We'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the U.S. stock market is now closed. It ended up slightly in the red. And Fox News is going on about how the United States was able to stem this global sell-off that we saw around the world last night, beginning in the Asian markets. The Nikkei lost more than 7% of its value. And it was stemmed, the panic was stemmed by the United States markets, and it's all due to the Fed's stimulus. And I understand the reason they're trying to make that connection, to sort of convince the American people that the Federal Reserve's continued creation of $85 billion a month out of thin air to give to Wall Street is a good thing. But it may backflash on them, because foreign investors are going to be seeing that report or reading that report and realizing that the problems with the market are not corrected. It's just being propped up with a sudden infusion of instantly created cash. And by the way, during the big crash back in 1929, the House of Morgan tried exactly the same thing. As the market began to dip, they just poured in all of their resources into the stock market to buy stocks and drive the prices back up. And it didn't work, because the investors understood the market was being driven up by a sudden influx of cash from the Wall Street firms themselves. So we'll see when the Asian markets open tonight if world investors are going to fall for it or not, or if foreign governments are going to start intervening in the markets to keep it all up again. But they can't keep this juggling act going forever. It's impossible. Following on the comment I was making about Pope Francis trying to basically reduce the tension between believers and non-believers, Secretary of State John Kerry came out and said the freedom to not believe in a religion is effectively a birthright of every human being. And he's absolutely right, because that First Amendment that says there will be no official state religion for the United States of America, that's what it means. Congress shall make no act respecting an institution of religion, means there's no official U.S. government religion. So that First Amendment not only guarantees you freedom of religion, it guarantees you freedom from religion, that you are not constrained to believe in any particular article of faith. And it's very important to remember that. Okay. Just before airtime today, major quake down near Tonga, magnitude 7.4, no tsunami reported, so we're taking a deep breath about that. Seattle temperatures broke record lows yesterday, and spring is now on track to be the coldest for the last 30 years. So this whole global warming nonsense is just absolutely debunked, and in fact, now we're starting to hear, and this is coming in from express.co.greatbritain, scientists are now predicting we're heading into another ice age. They're just making it up as they go along, I swear. They really, really do. Had a collision between a satellite owned by Ecuador and some Russian space junk. Apparently a very minor ding. The satellite's still working. But the GOES-13 weather satellite that monitors the Atlantic seaboard and the Atlantic has quit working just at the start of hurricane season. That's it for our show. We're going to come back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, getting into the holiday weekend. Please remember to support Republic Broadcasting. We are here for you. We don't serve the corporations. We don't serve the government. We serve the American people and the Republic, and we need your help to do it. See you tomorrow. Aloha, America.